This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Allison's Morning Show. Vinny, you texted your little brother Nick, who was at Sundance. Did he text back?
Not yet.
No.
Hey, not everybody's up.
Oh, no, I get that. I just thought, you know, maybe you would disturb him. His bedside would jank. Although, you know what? He's probably a busy dude. Anybody who gets a lot of texts knows to put their phone on silent when they
turn that
sleep.
Off. Exactly right.
That thing will wake you up. And even if it's across the room, you're like, well, I guess I got to go see what that's about.
It's a trip because he's in the movie business, but he's not in movies. And he has days where there's no work, very rarely. But then when they get a project, they work 16-hour days.
Right. It's got to get done. They have a deadline.
Kill these dudes. They sit and stare at the screen all day into the night, and then they're like, please get back here in 5 hours, if you wouldn't mind. Mm. He has to, fight back.
I'm going to start with, let's see, do I have a... I do not. Okay, so right into the celebrity trash. We talked about Artie Lang a couple weeks ago. His face is...
Explain Artie Lang real quick.
Artie Lang, he first came to prominence on Mad TV. He was an actor who was on that comedy show, which I think was like a Friday night, kind of a trying to be SNL kind
like
of
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is probably, I don't know, maybe best known for being on Stern Show. That's where I really know him from.
That's where I knew him from.
So he was a writer and a kind of a sidekick for Howard Stern for years, and he was absolutely great. I love Artie.
He's also a stand-up.
Sure.
And through, I believe, his popularity on the Stern Show, got a pretty big following as a stand-up
sure.
as well.
He also, I want to say he was doing a sports show for a while. Like, mm-hmm. he's a big, into sports. Mm-hmm. Well, he's also a drug addict.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons that he left the Stern Show. And the most recent pictures of him that we saw, he has destroyed his nose.
It collapsed.
Absolutely. All the soft tissue in his nose is gone. Like, it's if you can imagine your nose, if you didn't have this big wank of cartilage in the middle, how it would just sag down and flare out to the sides. I mean, the cartilage is gone. So we saw this. I think he had to make a court appearance or something. Well,
go back a step.
Go ahead.
It also made the news that in the midst of some kind of drug-induced psychosis, he tried to kill himself by stabbing himself and drinking bleach,
mm-hmm.
Is another...
That was a while ago,
sort
right?
Of yeah, it was, but it was just another window into
the depths of his problems.
This is an extremely...
Troubled
addicted.
Dude,
yeah,
right.
He's got I don't even know how to word it, but that was another thing that made the news was this. He was found at his place with stab wounds
right.
and had drinking bleach or something, some poison, trying to end it.
Well, I hate to say this, but he's been arrested for drug possession. And clearly, not having a nose is not stopping him from shoving things up there. This mugshot is him with his smashed, flattened nose, and there's just blood dripping out of it. I don't even know what to say. It looks like
it's like scabby.
Oh, it's horrible. Clearly his nose blood. Has been bleeding profusely, and that's left on his face, and he looks just out of it. They say they sobered him up and or are in the process of that. I'm not sure what the timeline is on this. This is from last night, it looks like. And they're going to transfer him to a long-term treatment facility. Or, according to Team Lang, which is...
They're saying he wasn't arrested, that they're just helping him sober up before he goes to rehab. I don't know what that
means.
Yeah,
I don't know why a mugshot is necessary then. Anyway, it's so tragic. Right, here's a guy who tried to stab himself to death. And is just he's given up on himself.
I mean,
that's what it is.
I don't know what to say about that. I've never even thought that way, but I do know the frustration when you have a life you like and you just want to live it and you can't stop doing something that's destroying it, the frustration that comes out of that, especially if you're someone who in the past has been able to manage things, and like whether it be willpower or ego or a combination of the two, where you've been able to say, I will quit smoking. Mm-hmm. Or I will achieve success in a business where no one does.
Right.
Like, he's a guy who, he was on TV.
Sure. Dude, if he didn't have this drug problem, he'd probably be a household name. The guy is very talented.
Right, exactly right. So I can understand that. For how he got to that place, I don't know where he was able to.
Right. Well, like you said, you managed yourself, your alcoholism, for a while.
I had quit for 5 years, cold right. turkey with a snap of the fingers.
But even when you started back up, you know, it was.
No, but my relationship with it was never
healthy.
One where I said, you know what, I'll have a beer with dinner. Mm-hmm. I never once had a beer with dinner.
Right.
Ever.
You were
in
either
my
drinking
life.
Or you weren't
right.
drinking.
There's that was never something that I did in my whole life.
So for a while, he was able to make it to work and continue to earn a living and manage it to a point where he got done what needed to get done. And then that gets away from you. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all seen it happen. So unfortunately, it looks like. And I think even when we saw the pictures of him with the nose, it was because he was in court because he'd failed a couple of
drug tests. Right, with his right. probation officer or
right.
something like that.
So then they could have remanded him to prison at that point.
Well, it's
actually,
clear this is a guy that, while prison,
that's not the answer, I don't think, for drug addicts.
Right.
You know, you get drugs in prison.
Sure.
Who was just saying that? Who was it that was saying this person shouldn't be in jail?
It was one of your stories. A person can't get sober in jail.
Right.
Who was that?
It was someone. They went to jail and oh, God. You know what? A texter will tell us who we were talking about.
Yeah, I can't even
800-400-3697.
Do you remember
it's
what I'm talking
not
about?
Not that long ago.
Right.
Right. We were talking about
a
someone
celebrity,
who,
though?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's claiming they can't get sober in jail. Oh! Ah! London Breed's brother.
Oh, that's what it is.
She was right. saying he's not in an atmosphere where he's going to be able to maintain sobriety.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you'd think that.
Right,
because
she
jail.
Tried to. She wrote a letter to the governor before right. to try to get his sentence commuted.
Right. So this morning when I was reading the Artie Lang story, I went to some comments that people, reactions, and someone had said that Artie's father, when Artie was 18 years old, Artie's father was fixing or installing an antenna on the roof.
Of his house?
Of his house, fell off the ladder and became a quadriplegic. Artie was supposed to be there because Artie always helped him when he got on the ladder and Artie wasn't there and always blamed himself for his dad's death. And
his
I guess,
dad died?
His dad became a quadriplegic. He blamed himself for that. His dad died
later,
a few years after that.
All right.
So they're saying that's why Artie is so tortured. But there is this show that I see Artie on. And it's it just started
with the nose and everything.
His nose is not as jacked up, so I'm thinking
it's old. Reruns.
It's only from last year, okay. This show, because it just started. It's called Crashing on HBO, and Artie plays himself. It's about comedians. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy Dave Holmes, I believe that's his name. Last name is Holmes, but they're all comedians. But Artie pretty much plays himself. And they do, like, Artie's supposed to be there at some show. Where's Artie? And so everyone's always trying to help him with his drug problem.
Right.
It's like for reals, you know?
Well, Artie. And I think one of the problems when you're famous at his level is that, and they need you for the show to go on, or that you're an important part of a show, like on the Stern. Like, you know, unfortunately, people become enablers around you without even ever meaning to. I used to work on Charles Lacordaire's show. And this guy, thank you, the big mattress on BCN in Boston. I was an intern on that show. And Billy West, who did the voices for Ren and Stimpy, and was he's an incredibly talented. I don't even know where he is now, but he's an incredibly talented voice actor.
He's probably still doing voice work in Hollywood.
But he did get sober. He was sober when I was working there. And man, what a freaking pill! Yeah. You almost felt like saying, "Jesus, dude,
go have a drink."
You are so so unhappy. But they would send someone to his house in the morning to drag him out of bed, put him in the car, and bring him to the show. Mm-hmm. Not while I was there. He was sober when I was there.
Oh, this was.
But these stories were just, right. You know, that someone would be like Billy's handler. And listen, this is, you know, all hearsay. It's all alleged. He was sober when I was working there. But he, you know, there's a guy who had some problems, and the people around him enabled it to continue. Like, you don't even mean to, but you need the guy to be there.
Right.
It was like, didn't we send someone up to get you for the, we were doing a 5-year anniversary show.
Yeah.
And, you know, where's Vinny? Where's Vinny? And the time's ticking by, and his band's waiting to go on stage. And I think we sent someone up to your house in Novato, poured you into the car, and pushed you out onto the stage. And you're like the ultimate rock star. You come out there, and here we go. Boobs are cool.
That was an awful thing. It started me on the way to getting sober. That was the bright side to it, but. The truth is about that event, I had started drinking that day early, and I decided I just can't do this thing. I'm not gonna be able to get my act together. There's no, and I called Peak and left. That was Peak was here, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I left him a message like on his voicemail or something. I'm not gonna be able to do the show tonight. And then I thought I was like I just. Well, that eliminates that problem.
Right.
Now I can feel free to make love to this bottle.
There's no way to excuse that behavior, but that's how that went down. Like, I thought, oh, well, now I don't have to go do that.
Right. Well, and I never knew that, or maybe he didn't check his messages or something, because we didn't know why you weren't there. And I think we called, and I think your girlfriend told us. Oh, yeah, he's here. And we went and got him.
Oh, really?
I think so. There was something.
Well, you know who came and got me.
Was it DiNardo?
Yeah.
Oh, DiNardo himself left the party and went and got you? I didn't know that. Actually, I'd forgotten that, because that does make sense. Me and him were sitting backstage going, what the F are we going to do? We have 1,000 people packed in. Was it the Sound Factory? Somewhere just...
That place doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. It was just south of 80, I want to say. Like, just south of where the bridge lets off.
Yeah, it's over on Harrison.
That sounds right.
So just north of it. Yeah, right in that area, right around there. And, I think he must have just jetted up there. And I remember my band went on first. So we were like, well, someone's got to go on. And I kept getting on stage. How's everybody doing? Yeah. Woo! You all waiting for the main event? Looking at my watch.
Stall.
Like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Finally, Vinny comes out. DiNardo pushes him onto the stage. Oh, fun. All right,
one more thing about Artie. 415 says Artie is on the HBO show Crashing, produced by Judd Apatow. Last week's episode was him with the sunken nose.
Oh.
Sad, because that show seemed like it could have been his comeback.
Right.
So I guess the new season did start, and so Artie's nose is jacked.
You know, I'll tell you another story I just heard. Was, who's the kid on SNL? That was with
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson's another one that's like right out in front of everyone at a recent movie premiere, I think. He's sitting there with a beer and he's making jokes about how.
This is at Sundance.
Is that where that was? Mm-hmm. Where he was making a joke about how this is where he was at when he came. This is where he came for rehab.
And Utah.
And he's drinking a beer and he's like, it does.
No, he was saying this is a great place. It totally worked. And then he's drinking his beer.
Oh, okay. Like, that was the joke.
Yeah, something along those lines.
But whatever. There's an example of a room full of people who are like, what are we supposed to do?
Right. Well, unfortunately, when you've got a little bit of fame, you get enabled. Because people need you to be at the place that you said you'd be at. Vinny. Jussie Smollett. I'm going to just go through.
Mm-hmm. Anything new?
Not really. But if you have missed, we've been talking about this for a couple days now. Apparently, in the early hours of Tuesday morning, Jussie Smollett had just arrived to where he lives in Chicago, landed on a plane, went to a Subway sandwich shop. It's 2 in the morning. It's freezing in Chicago, somewhere between the Subway and the 2 blocks to his apartment or a friend's apartment, because I think he called from a friend's apartment, which I'm not sure if it's the same building. He was attacked, or he says he was attacked, and he... by 2 guys who beat him up and put a rope around his neck, poured what we think is bleach. Reports vary on it, although they actually say bleach or unknown substance. And then they were yelling MAGA country and as they left. And he was on the phone with his agent at the time, and the agent is saying, yeah, I heard that. He goes into his apartment, or the friend's apartment, and the police are alerted. So here's what I have as far as an update goes, because there's, you know, it's become kind of like conspiracy theorists are saying he made this thing up. Other people are saying his story isn't adding up. There's something fishy about it. So here's what TMZ has gathered. Sources connected to Jesse say he did not refuse to hand over phone records to cops. He didn't want to give them his phone. The sources are saying that cops informally asked him if he would surrender his phone to verify he was talking to his manager on his cell when he was attacked. He says he felt uncomfortable doing that and declined.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to give up my phone either.
No. But he was never asked about phone records is what he's saying. Mm. He was like, of course you can look at my phone records. That's what he's saying now.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll get them for you. You can look at my phone records. It's no problem. He didn't want to surrender his phone. So that's one thing he's trying to clear up. Chicago police official had said that
too many dong pictures,
dude. I guess I don't
gotta
know.
Gotta be. I mean, I wouldn't want that. Well, actually,
well, also your whole life's in your phone. You turn that over to police, you don't know when you're getting that.
Here's a really good one. It's a side view. I think you'll like it. It's what? Right. What do they call that?
Profile.
Profile.
It's a profile pic of my ween. You'll love this one.
Yeah, this is a good one. Well, also, I mean, this thing had just happened to him, and I'm sure I personally feel like my phone. I don't know anyone's phone number.
Yeah.
You see, I could not call you from a payphone.
I couldn't call you.
And I'm sure that while he could hand his phone over and use someone else's phone, he doesn't have anyone's phone number.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to call his agent, he needs to call his mom, whatever
well,
it is. I don't know my mother's phone number.
All that stuff should be on the cloud, like easily accessible by signing into your email address.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
I'm not really... He has every right to say you can't have my phone.
Right.
And frankly, he doesn't need to give us a reason.
Right.
So I'm okay with that part. But the whole, I won't have... He should be able to access... all his info very easily.
Okay. I'm saying that stuff. He is not saying okay. I wouldn't have access to phone numbers. I'm saying
but
there's
can,
a lot of reasons I wouldn't
want
to. He
can absolutely say, yeah, you can't have my phone.
Right.
I don't care why.
So I think that the trouble with this started when a Chicago police official said that Jesse refused to turn over both the phone and the records. Smollett has already said he'll provide the records and is in the process of gathering them, apparently. So they're disputing... what the Chicago cops said. Like, no, I wasn't even asked about my records. You can have my records. The sources wanted to clear up two other points. First, there are reports that Jesse told cops his assailants were wearing MAGA hats. The sources say, and of course TMZ is saying, what TMZ first reported, Jesse never said the men were wearing hats, that they screamed MAGA country, not that they had these hats on. And the last point is there are reports that Jesse had the rope around his neck long after the incident when he was being treated at the hospital. Because apparently he did go to the hospital, according to TMZ, because we were looking for that yesterday,
yeah.
too. Because I think we've heard that he has a fractured rib and then he, you know, various cuts.
There's like bumps on his face.
Right. Oh, he had a bloody thing on his face. He did have the rope around his neck when the cops arrived in his building 42 minutes after the incident. The sources are saying he kept it there to preserve the evidence, if there was anything to be gathered.
All right.
Here's what I arrived looking like, and that he had taken it off. As soon as the cops saw it and gathered whatever evidence there was to be gathered, he took it off, and the reports that he still had it on at the hospital are not true. So there's that. He is in L.A. right now, ready to get in front of a microphone. He has a show this weekend, and they're saying it's likely he'll address the Chicago attack. He landed there yesterday. He has a concert Saturday night at the Troubadour. And the show will go on, according to TMZ.
And that's just him as a solo act singing.
I don't know if there's anyone else on the bill, Vin, but they're not really mentioning it. Mm-hmm. Troubadour has about a 400-person capacity. Tickets were available Tuesday, but of course it's now sold out. Tickets were going for $20 to $35 a piece, but they're being resold for $70 and up now. Mm-hmm. Jesse bears scars and swelling. He'll almost certainly make reference to homophobia, racism, and MAGA, according to this report. Jesse's family said Thursday this was a case of domestic terrorism fueled by hate speech. Somewhere in here, I saw a thing where Trump had said, you know, it's horrible. So he actually did address it. Of course, I don't have it. But he actually did address the, you know, that's horrible and things like that shouldn't happen.
One other thing that CNN is reporting, I just saw this. There was white powder sent to the studios where they are filming in Chicago.
in addition to the threatening letter?
I can't find if it was the same letter or something separate.
Oh.
The hazmat team showed up, and it turned out to be crushed up aspirin.
Oh.
So I don't know if they're two separate letters or the same with the white powder.
Right. You know, I'm sure it's not widely reported because they don't want people to copycat it or for whatever, just, you know, maybe like the hate mail we get here, you know, you just don't want, why would you publicize that?
Yeah.
I'm sure that every big show has their share of crazy fans or non-fans who send letters that get investigated that, you know, they just never make it. Like, we probably never would have heard of the letters that were sent to the show if it hadn't been for the fact that Jesse is saying he was attacked.
Sure.
So it's probably, that stuff is probably not that unusual. I am so late right now, Vinny. Do you want to give me a quick tease?
Yes, I'm going to update you on something going on with your iPhone.
Oh.
Also, things we do out of convenience that are bad for the environment after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the savings at the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart are something you have to see to believe. Kind of like Olive coming to the big screen.
Oh, no one escapes the wrath of the sfgcjm.com.
Right. Visit sfgcjm.com.
Thank you, Anderson.
The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry
Mart.
Oh,
they are so clever.
And they have nice stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, right. That's a fun place to visit.
It is.
Okay, a lot going on. I'll try to run down, not make a project of every single one of these things that I need to tell you. So to begin with, this day, it's February 1st, correct?
Yep, it is.
Okay, today is the beginning of Black History Month, everyone. Mm-hmm. So I just want to mention that. Mm-hmm. I also want to mention this Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. It's in Atlanta. It's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It begins at 3:30 on Sunday.
I can't
on
wait.
CBS.
Oh, my God.
It's the New England Patriots versus the Los Angeles Rams. It's the old guard versus the new.
Yeah. Novato versus San Mateo.
There's a bunch of different things in play here, but I think one of the big things is, can Tom Brady get his sixth Super Bowl? They're playing in their ninth.
With him
for his 18-year career. That's pretty good.
A 50% record of getting into the Super Bowl.
It's pretty darn good.
Pretty good.
I think most people recognize and realize how great he is, but he won't really get the kind of, because he's still playing and too many people are against him. Mm-hmm. When he retires and he's done, he'll be widely known as the best player of all time, for sure. Except maybe here, where Joe Montana is considered.
Well, people will get in a fight with you about it, yeah.
Right. Okay.
I say, the greatest player is whoever you think it is.
Okay.
Not
Joe
you,
Montana, then.
Right, okay. Okay, you, fine.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
And by the way, so your party's all scheduled and set up? You've got big doings at your house?
I ordered my bingo juice daubers yesterday, so they should be here on... bingo juice squirters. That's what it is. I ordered those yesterday from Amazon, and they should be at my house on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And you printed out all the bingo sheets
all
for me.
But people can go to RadioAlice.com for their bingo sheets.
Yeah, they're pretty cute. So
Vinny's
it's all different
network,
things that can
there.
Happen. The ANN has been working hard putting together 12 different bingo cards. Mm-hmm. Arrgh.
By the way, I've been meaning to have a meeting with our sound team.
Mm. Is that Vince?
That's Bryn.
Bryn? I see.
I'm going to need some ANN stabs. If you could listen to CNN.
All right.
Copy
that.
Whatever it is they got going
Let's steal
on.
From
just
them,
make
yeah.
sure that it's right. sound that it's our name, not theirs.
I'll
as
figure
you
it out.
Get
A-N-N.
The okay. Right.
That's gonna take some major work.
We're nerds.
None of what she just said.
I think that's perfect. I think use that. Use what we just did.
sounds good. I'll take Sarah's voiceover right there.
Neato nerds.
Give me some more.
News nerds.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Delta Network.
That's perfect, Vinny.
I can turn your mic off.
I'll use yours.
Yeah, that's those, just those great. Are great.
Nerds.
Let me move on, please, if I can. So the weather is moving in today. So there was a forecast for rain for Friday. It looks like we're not going to see that in your morning commute.
I got a little last night. It rained at my house last night. Not hard, but it was wet coming in.
You can expect a huge storm to move in tonight, though. It should be, and I've seen, you know, I follow at Jane on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Jane Picks, at Jane Picks.
Right, that's it. She's traveling.
She'll be back today.
Oh, she will be on
thank
today.
Thank goodness. Oh, my God.
Oh, she may not be on. Well, whatever.
No, it's, she had to go to a meeting.
In Seattle.
In Seattle. All the big wigs were
big
there.
Big doings, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So she laid down some tracks for yesterday, but she's back live today.
Our freaking boss is so cool. So I follow him, too.
Yeah.
He's in Seattle for these meetings as well. Mm-hmm. He's doing Instagram, and he's just walking to all the venues where all the Seattle bands made it big. Where they started.
Right.
And he's just taking pictures of the marquees.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm walking around listening to Pearl Jam and looking at the...
Michael Martin. I don't think we're not supposed to give out his handle, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think he's private. Yeah.
But that's pretty darn cool.
It is. Quite.
Anyway, I don't know if Jane's going to drive you home, but the rain will be there. Yeah. That's my point. It's going to rain this afternoon and heavy into the nighttime. Mm-hmm. They're saying flash flood watch, heavy wind in parts of the area. They're even saying you could call some of it torrential downpours.
Mm. Yikes.
So
they're saying watch for trees.
Some areas,
some power outages.
Up to 4 inches of rain.
Mm.
Ooh.
Speaking of, California officials made their way into the snow yesterday measure the snowpack and say we are 100% of average to date.
Oh, just 100%.
Well,
it's great though. It's great.
I think that because we've got a few texts to this sentiment, I guess would be the way to word it. People saying, don't broadcast that we're okay on water. People will start wasting it.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're listening to us and then deciding they can go around, you know.
Listen, if you're
playing
if you are
in the hose
to
this
us,
summer.
Don't play in the hose this summer. Like, you know, we live in California where this is a reality. Even an average year is not a great year.
Right.
There's always we could get 300% of average and we would still have to share the water between the cities and the agriculture and everybody else who needs a little bit of water.
The point is we're a drought state. We're
right.
always going to be. We always have been.
So if you live here, you need to conserve water. The end.
Right.
Let it mellow, baby.
We're having a good season. That just gives us a little bit of breathing space.
Right.
For the months, years to come.
It means you can water your lawn. That's, you know, and try do that sparingly. Let it get a little brown on the edges.
In the nighttime.
Yeah. When it's going to do the most good.
Apple is rushing to fix a FaceTime eavesdropping bug that's been making
crazy.
The news. I don't know, but I always update my phone right away.
Yeah.
And then when I hear this stuff, I'm like, oh, that's too bad. Boy, I'm kind of caught, aren't I? Mm.
Do you do a lot of FaceTiming?
No. Well, yes, my family does. I do not. My kid FaceTimes her Nona.
Yeah.
Almost every night.
And listen, if both people have said yes to the FaceTime, time call, there is no issue. Apparently, it's if you don't answer it.
Yeah, explain the whole thing because I'm a little confused by it. Even
they
after
say Apple
it.
Has acknowledged a flaw in its FaceTime software that allowed for brief eavesdropping, even if the recipient did not pick up. In some cases, the target iPhone could send video without the receiver's knowledge. Mm. Now, I don't know if you're capping on this person without, you know, while you're not on the phone with them or whatever. Like, stupid, you know, punk ass, you know, I don't know. I don't know anyone who's been caught in this.
Has something to do with the group chat, too. Like, they've actually
right.
done
that.
Something. Yeah.
Well,
so
look, people use it. I'm telling you
yeah.
right
oh,
now,
yeah.
my daughter talks to her Nona and she will leave with the phone and they'll be in another room chatting each other up, fully playing together.
Mm-hmm.
from their different places. And then, you know,
how
she'll come walking back in and, yeah. and we'll be like, where is Nona?
Oh, I'm in here.
You know,
someone come and get me. Right. I'm looking at the ceiling.
Exactly. Exactly right, though. That's right. going on. So I imagine this FaceTime has worked its way into people's family lives. And,
sure.
And so it's a thing. They're working on the fix. It could be any minute. That's what I read. That any minute we'll get a 12.1.4 update, which will close the hole.
Right. Well, good.
So apparently it's about adding the second person to a group FaceTime call, which I've never done before. But you know how when you FaceTime somebody yeah. before they pick up, it kind of shows a video.
Yes.
Usually it's of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So as yeah. it's ringing, it goes, brr, brr, and it has like a video.
You can see you.
So maybe that's it. Only if you add it to a FaceTime group call, which I've never done. Two people at once on FaceTime.
Yeah, I haven't,
yeah,
either.
I haven't either.
I don't even want to. In fact, that sound of that ring makes me go, ooh.
Oh, it has
I gotta
a different
get
ring.
Out of here. Yeah, it very,
I think I've FaceTimed four times in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, my mother will, you know, on Christmas, they'll call and we'll do a FaceTime thing. I just don't, I mean, who am I going to FaceTime? What am I going to FaceTime you? We're going to FaceTime each other?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. We're going to FaceTime each other today. Not at 1 o'clock, at like, maybe at like 2. How's that sound?
That is such a myth that
is
you've
it,
been putting out there
really
into the world.
It's 1 o'clock.
The top things we do out of convenience, even though we know they're bad for the environment.
Okay.
A new survey looked at these things we do.
I do some of them, I'm sure.
The most common ones include buying non-rechargeable batteries.
Yep.
That's at the top of the... Darn, I did it again.
That's okay.
It's at the top of the list, everyone. Right. The non-rechargeable batteries.
What's at the bottom?
Always using your dryer instead of a clothesline. Oh, come on. We're going to use a dryer.
I know you use the dryer.
Of course I use the dryer.
You better start using a clothesline.
I'm not using a clothesline.
Because
it's not the 1950s, that's why. I'm sorry to say I'm not going to do it. It's bad. I do try to do large loads so that I don't
have
to.
Does that help?
Well, you do less loads of laundry that way. You run your dryer less.
Brynn,
of course, it takes
a
little longer to dry everything.
Right.
Brynn, you using a clothesline?
I'm sure your wash and folds are using the dryer.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, your wash and folds. And by the way, they're dropping huge amounts of chemicals into the system.
Yeah.
I use my stair banister to hang my clothes.
Oh, you're just your dainties.
Says what? Come
on. Yeah. Well, my jeans and anything I don't want ruined in the dryer. Bras.
Oh.
You know.
You hang your jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I just throw
Yeah, you don't
right.
dry jeans.
Oh, I do. They're fine.
Yeah, I hang bras and yoga pants and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, I do yoga pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're all that
well,
crap.
Well, I've learned because I've washed them and dried them and got in trouble.
That's best to wash them.
Oh, right.
Oops,
what were you going to say, Hooman?
I was going to say what's second from the bottom on that list.
Things we do out of convenience, even though we know they're bad for the environment. Throwing away jars and containers for things like spaghetti sauce instead of rinsing them out. And recycling them.
I don't do that. I rinse them and recycle them.
Yeah, I recycle too.
You know what? And because my kids will guilt me.
Chris, yeah, my chick is like a police recycler.
Good.
Person.
We need to be that way. But it's, you know, for some people, it's just too hard. I always look over at John, I'm like, what do I do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? He's like, okay, do this, or that can go in the trash. Or...
Leaving stuff plugged in and on when you're not using it, like a computer or printer. Buying bottles of water instead of carrying reusable bottles around. I have made that my big thing. I now have reusable bottles, and I only fill them with water. Why are you staring at her?
I don't.
Are you staring at me?
No.
She's staring right at you. What
because she said exactly what you're saying 2 days ago.
What'd she say?
Just about reusable.
Not to use single-use plastic water bottles.
And I told her when we were in the office, maybe after the show or the next morning, I said, I felt like you were talking directly at me because I am guilty because I like the...
you have one in your hand now!
Because she likes sparkling water.
What's wrong with that?
So there's nothing wrong with liking sparkling water, but, you know, it's not like you can pour that into your house at home.
I suck.
What if we get her the Pellegrinos that you guys get for me in glass?
In the glass?
The glass
That's
bottles.
What I
you
had
know what?
My hand up because I was just going
to
say,
Should I
I've
go to
switched
the
to the
bottles?
Glass Pellegrino bottles.
I can
we
right.
drink
that.
Tons of that stuff.
Pricey.
It's more expensive,
they are
but
more
it's
expensive.
Worth it.
It would be better. But also I'm afraid because I'm pretty clumsy.
Oh.
And you know,
those bottles are sturdy. Yeah. They're just like a beer bottle.
Okay.
You won't break them.
I just asked John to get me some more. I'll ask him to get me the bottle ones from now on. Because I feel so bad about it.
They're just like, they're heavy duty glass. Yeah. You aren't going to.
Okay.
I wonder, too, if there's some kind of like rubber fitting you can put over them that's, you know, easy enough to get on and off, you know, in case you did drop it.
Yeah.
Because they also sweat. I don't love that about glass bottles.
Glass bottles.
So maybe a little sleeve you could put that in.
Leaving lights on when you're not in the room. No. These are things we do out of convenience, even though we know they're bad for the environment. Yeah. Using plastic bags for fruits and vegetables at the grocery store.
But they say that they're compostable. I put those in my compost.
Single-use plastic, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
Using plastic straws, and the number one thing is buying single-use batteries instead of rechargeable ones.
Yeah, I should really look into recharging. We use a lot of batteries. You know, everybody does. In your remote controls and just in every toy and every item that you have that's playing music for you around the house or whatever.
Your bedroom toys.
Yes.
Well,
oh my God!
Fire alarms,
yeah.
All your stuff.
That's right. I didn't even think about my bedroom toys. I'm constantly replacing the batteries in those. Okay, this is not up to snuff. I better go get some fresh batteries for this.
Aren't yours rechargeable?
No. Dying on me.
I don't use that Lilo one anymore.
Like my husband.
That
Why
one, not?
Because I think I recharged the hell out of it, and it just
broke.
Doesn't. It's in break. It just isn't effective anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
Lost its juice.
It did. It just doesn't. Not it doesn't recharge
spot.
It. No.
It doesn't have the
woo that it
gear.
Used to have. Yeah, it only has low gears.
You guys gonna consider those clotheslines?
No,
all right.
I'm not. Although I remember being a kid and liking the way like a cotton shirt felt after it had been dried outside. My mom would hang stuff in the summer. You know,
sure.
We had a dryer. I'm pretty sure, but you know, she would hang stuff.
She cared about the environment.
No, she just you know, I'm sure.
Ellie, as she blew her cigarette smoke into the air.
They say, actually, one of the biggest contributors to greenhouse gases is cows, and that if we all didn't eat cow. But then, you know, I like to drink the milk, you know.
And eat the meat.
Sure, I definitely eat the
well,
meat.
Right, we farm cows.
We do. Do you see that cow? This is totally another... What's the thing's name?
Oh, the big one?
This cow is taller than Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's only 6'2", only. This cow is 6'4" at the shoulder.
What does that even mean?
It's twice as, it's like 2 feet taller than an average cow.
Where did you see this guy? Down on the street?
No, he's like this famous cow. They say he's still alive because he's too big to fit into the slaughterhouse things that they put them in.
It's humongous.
That's him. Look at him. Look at that effing cow. Look at that thing. He's a monster.
What do you think, Finn?
What's his name?
Well, okay.
He's got a name.
His name is Samson.
No, it's like
he's
Hinkley.
He's towering above all the others. I see that.
He's a total anomaly. He's twice the size.
He's as tall as Michael Jordan.
No, you're not. Is Michael Jordan
I think
only
6'4"? Those are baby cows
no,
around him.
Dude,
they're doing
I'm
a trick.
You, those are full on cows.
This is
cows.
A trick.
It's not. He's a real cow.
He's not. He's
he
just.
Is.
Those
he's
are baby
real.
Cows. This is
no,
one of those.
No, he's 6'4" at the shoulder. That's 2 feet taller than a normal cow.
This is the same trick they do with wieners in porn. They put real small stuff around it so it looks huge.
Oh, they
well,
say
his name
he's
is Knickers.
6'3". Oh, Knickers! 3, Knickers
pounds.
Is his name. Knickers the cow. He's
Knickers
real.
Knickers is his name.
How do you know about this?
I follow Knickers. It's hilarious.
Does he have his own Instagram?
I don't know. I follow him because I keep seeing stories about him. I think I clicked on one story one time a couple months ago, and now I constantly get stories about Knickers. I love that cow. Put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Knickers.
The cow.
Yeah, the cow.
Oh, he's at Knickers the cow on Instagram.
Oh, I'm going to follow him right now. I'm following him. At Knickers the cow.
That's I don't know.
It's KN, by the way, like panties, Knickers. Not like, I don't know how else you'd spell Knickers. KN. Look at how big that thing is.
He's
that is enormous.
What is the difference?
He's 2,800 pounds.
Oh my God, he's a ton and a half. That is crazy.
Is that him?
Oh, hold on, here he is.
Rena.
That's not him.
Rena.
It's like one of the cows.
The Moo Rena.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Tattoo Fail Part 2.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.